To summarize, with RPG build 18, a few more sites will be able to scan below the standard 0.5 degree elevation. Additionally, build 18 supports Merle, with full deployment expected with build 19 in 2019. The issue with displaying correct polygons in the local warning display as a result of canceled warnings is now fixed. In WarnGen, the prior Dam Break Threat Area button is now labeled Preset Threat Area. The National Blend of Models has received additional enhancements to include more data elements. Also in 18.1.1, there are new rip current parameters available to view in D2D as well as GFE. However, there is a delay with the implementation, so you will have to wait until late 2018 to view these. Official NWPS rip current guidance training will be available in 2019. The matrix viewer of the ensemble tool now works correctly. There's a new application called the Post-Tropical Cyclone Report Generator, which automatically gathers post-storm data and creates reports. There's an addition to PGen called PGen Palette. It is designed to support future sharing of annotations between national centers and WFOs. For now, it allows for site-level sharing at your local office. A new friendly naming convention in data delivery makes it easier to identify models and parameters. For focal points, the localization perspective has a new search capability. The user roles framework has been heavily modified. Only AWIP's admin users have retained permissions, so make sure to reassign roles to all others.